Hey, good morning.
One second. Oh, it is recording.
Ah, I got it recording too.
I'm trying to make sure it's recording. Are you still dying?
Yeah, slow death, still coughing away.
Gotta work on that.
Yeah, so how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You back from the mountains?
I am back from the mountains, and everything is okay.
Right on. And Bill's fixing elevators in Florida.
Right. Family vacation. They drove all the
Yeah.
way down. Like the Griswolds.
Right. So what have you been up to?
Oh, work and school and
Aren't you on spring break or close to it or?
No, I was on spring break in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
We have
Yeah,
our
they're
spring break in
gnarly.
the middle of winter. Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense, but
Nice.
so that's why I wasn't here.
So how was the camping?
Everything was good. The weather
You
was
stay in a
nice.
tent?
No, we did not stay in a tent. We stayed in a Super 8 hotel. Yeah.
Too cold?
Yes.
Well, what is it? What is too cold for you? Just out of curiosity.
Well, especially on a, well, 30 degrees is what it was as a low outside. Like high 20s, low 30s is the low. But on a mountain with the wind, it's probably
Pretty
10,
cold.
10 to 15 degrees colder than that. And I'm on vacation. I'm not trying to do any of that kind of stuff. So the hotel was fine by me.
Extreme sports.
Yeah, it's not what I'm in for. So we definitely stayed in the hotel. And then we climbed up the mountain, and that was fun. It was a nice brisk walk a few miles up the mountain. And it was cool because there's like this bridge that's a mile high off the ground, and you have to walk across it, and then the wind blows and it swings a little bit, and it
Yeah.
makes me pee my pants. So
Really?
look, I don't like swinging from heights. I don't mind heights themselves. I just like my heights to be stable.
Was bouncing too much or what? Was it a rope bridge or
Well, okay,
just a
well,
suspension bridge?
when we were younger, it was made of wood, so it swung a lot. But now it's made out of, yeah, but about 10 years ago or so, a little more than that, 13 years ago, they rebuilt it out of metal. So it doesn't swing nearly as much. Instead, it makes this really cool noise whenever the wind blows. It swings a little bit, but it's not as terrifying as it was. And so I still have like childhood memories of when it was made of wood and swung all over the place. But this time around, it wasn't as bad. It's really high up, and you can look down, and there's nothing but death below you, and everywhere you turn, there's death. And so,
Yeah, you'd love the Royal Gorge, I'll tell you that.
yeah, I'm good on that too. It like you get up the mountain, there's places you can climb up rocks to get a better vantage point. Yeah. So it's like and one of those big rocks is a big, it looks like a toy ladder almost. It's this big brown wooden ladder. And then there's a little rope with pegs that are pegs that are stuck into the rocks. And then you climb up the rope to get to the top of a rock so you can look out and see how easy it would be for you to die if you just kind of slipped a little bit. So, yeah.
Should have bounced on it.
Now I'm good. The rock wasn't really that bouncy. It mostly would have been breaking every bone in your body on the way down.
Used to like those bridges as a kid, the ones that were wood and you rope and you could bounce on it and the bridge would bounce.
Yeah, and the bridge would bounce and sway, and
And you were usually over water, so if you fall in the water.
no, this was over more mountain, and so and at one point they clearly mark it for you on the ground, 1 mile, and so you would fall straight down. I didn't get any pictures while on the bridge because I didn't have anything to tie the camera to myself, and I didn't
Ah,
want to risk
dropping it.
dropping it because there's no getting that camera back.
You could have taken one before and after.
I took some before and after pictures.
Ah.
but nothing while I was directly on the bridge itself because I just didn't want to lose the camera.
So, I guess you've heard that we've lost our forums.
Yeah, I saw that. I tried going there. I thought, well, I went back there a little while ago, and I thought that it was just broken because the forums went through a stretch where they were just periodically broken all the time, and so.
Yeah.
But I guess it's one less thing to say on the end of the show and tell them where to find us.
Yeah, I moved us to another forum.
Where are we?
A forum for geeks. I put a subfolder under DC Noise. Because we weren't getting a hell of a lot of traffic anyway.
Nope.
The thing that I wish that we could have backed up some of the threads that I liked.
There were
You know,
some threads.
the historical ones.
Yeah, there were
And
some
then
good
the
threads
one
there.
with the movies, I had tracked every single movie I watched in the
Yeah.
background. But it was like I had a monster set of films. Like I was working on 50 or so,
Yeah,
60.
there were the movie threads.
Now I don't remember any of it.
There were a couple of threads. There's a food one that was good, and there's one. There are a couple of good ones there that we. It'd have been nice to know. It would have been the hit.
Yeah.
Hey guys, in a week you're gonna be done.
Yeah, a lot of historical threads too. I mean, that's like where we all met and stuff. So,
Yep.
forums.
Everyone's Skype names, and then there's all the stuff from like all the show threads from when Heath was on the show and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
So what else? What have you been up to as far as reading or watching stuff?
I read something. See, I'll talk about two books. The first one is The Secret Life of D.B. Cooper. It's an Oni Press book.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, well, for starters, D.B. Cooper is, I mean, well, he was a real person to some extent, but the real story is someone uses the alias D.B. Cooper to hijack a plane. The plane is hijacked, then the guy jumps out of the plane with money and is never heard from or seen again. No one knows who he is or what he did with his life and all stuff afterwards, right? And there's all these conspiracies about who he really was, and they keep doing different. Every, I don't know, 5 or 10 years, there's a new development in the case, and it'll be either people will do tests and say, well, it could not have been anybody who knew what they were doing with parachutes because when he jumped, it was a stupid idea to jump. But then there's no body found anywhere within a range of where he should have fallen, and there's all this stuff. And then over time, different people say that they were D.B. Cooper, but all of them have appear to have been false so far. And so, it's just no one knows who he was. No,
Where did he jump? Like, what area did he jump out of?
I think he left from somewhere out west.
Oh.
I'm sure it's on the internet. Let's find out real quick. Where did he jump from?
So, most conspiracy theories think he's alive and he spent all that money, or he's
Yeah,
living somewhere.
that he's alive somewhere, and what he was trying to figure out what he was doing.
Was he a bank robber then, or what? He steal money?
I think he just hijacked the plane.
Oh, he hijacked the plane. The
Yeah,
plane, did the plane have money on it, or what?
I think he got money at some point in time, and then he let all the passengers off the plane. He's a nice guy. I think he started from Seattle, and so. And then at some point in time, he got parachutes and then he jumped.
Hmm.
He ran from the passengers, then jumped out of it. Later on, then he jumped out of an airplane, I think with $10,000. And
That's not
$20,000?
a lot of money.
Well, 200 grand. Well, this is a long time ago, though. This is in the 70s. Yeah, it was 200 grand. And he did it in the 70s, and some of it was marked, but it doesn't matter because he's never heard from again.
Yeah.
But this comic book is, one, this book is really weird, and so it's kind of telling this, it's telling a fictionalized story of his life beforehand and then afterwards, but it's really trippy. You don't realize this until, so it's kind of a spoiler, but it doesn't matter because you don't understand what's happening in the book anyway. Apparently, D.B. Cooper is an agent that can take drugs and walk through people's dreams and kill them through their dreams or something. Not even their dreams. I guess he dreams and goes into someone's subconscious or a different dimension or something. And in this first issue, you spend most of the time in this weird, you don't even know where you are. It just drops you into it. And you're in this strange world. And there's a, it's him and a teddy bear. And then they fight a monster. And then all of a sudden, some Russian official guy goes off and dies. Or doesn't go off and die. But when Cooper kills the monster in this weird dream world, it ends up killing the Russian dude. And so apparently he's working for the US government as some kind of dream assassin. And so
That sounds weird.
it is really strange, and I mean, it's not bad. It's just a weird title. I want to see what the second issue is like before I make any firm judgments on it or what have you.
It wasn't like a little book. Kazani puts out a lot of like, not single issues, but volumes.
Oh, this is like a regular 20-something, 22-page book.
Huh.
Yeah. I was surprised. And then the other book I that was a book. I don't know if I recommend it or not. It's really strange. I guess if you're into it, if you're I picked it up because I was interested in I think the D.B. Cooper thing is kind of funny. And I was interested in these alternate reality takes on that kind of stuff. So, but I guess if you're into it, you give it a look. If your store has it, I don't know how many copies of this were made.
Price. Oh, what was the cover price on that thing?
I don't know, $3 or $4. Probably $5, knowing Oni Press or something like that. I didn't pay full price. I paid like half price for it, so. There we go. Let's find the cover price. I gotta find the book first. So yeah, I liked it. $4. Yeah, it's $4, so. And there's a really cool alternate cover by J.H. Williams. So, I'm trying to figure out who wrote this. Brian Cirilla. Did he do the art as well? Because it doesn't appear to have an artist listed. Nope, I guess he did the artwork too.
Wow, Bill would like it then. He likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so maybe he picked it up. We'll see. It's a number one. So yeah, I read that. The other book I read was Saga by is it Vaughn and Staples?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good book. Did you read it, Mike?
I got it. I haven't read it yet.
Ah, I think you'll like it.
I
Maybe.
thumbed through it because I like Fiona Staples a lot, so.
The art is really strange. The lettering is really good. And it's I mean, I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's like it's a space opera story thing, like a big space fantasy deal. And space
Science
people.
fiction, you mean
Yeah.
space? Okay.
Yeah, science fiction, like space science fiction. And
So it doesn't take place, I mean, it takes place in the future or
in the, I guess in the future.
on Earth or somewhere
No,
else?
out in space. And it's totally a big fantasy space thing. It's not, I guess the thing I like the most about the book is that it's one of those books that has very silly things in it, but it takes itself like ultimately seriously. I mean, I guess it's similar to Star Wars in that, where like when you go and you to all these other planets, you see a bunch of things that look strange, people with TV heads and so forth, and different a bunch of different races of things. It's like they took a lot of fantasy stuff and then they just put it in space. And so there's a lot of that stuff that's really like it's kind of jarring, but it's a fun read. Like it's a really really fun read.
Yeah, I'm just putting out some cool shit.
Yeah, so I think that this is a book that people should buy if they want to, you know, if they want to buy it. If not, they shouldn't. But I'd buy it because I did. So
Anything else?
I mean, I read Ultimate Spider-Man. I'm still reading that.
What's going on in that?
It's starting to, it's becoming more and more its own book, little by little. Like it's very, it's becoming, it's differentiating itself more from the Peter Parker stories, more than it was in the very beginning, because it's a there's this weird thing. The storyline going on right now is that his uncle is a crook. Right? His uncle's the Prowler, actually. His uncle is the ultimate version of Prowler. It was kind of cool. And his uncle is into some mess. And there's a big, I don't know if it was particularly a drug deal, but something went, I think it must have been a drug deal, but it went bad. Like just everything went not good. And so he's in a bit of a pinch right now. And he just figured out who that Miles is, Spider-Man. And so it looks like he's gonna end up leaning on Miles. It didn't happen in this issue,
Is it
but
still going at a slow pace, or is it
it's still a
speeding
slow
up a little
pace,
bit?
but it's speeding up. It's starting to speed up now that that all the pieces are in place. So we know what Miles is doing. We know what his uncle is doing. His best, like Miles's best friend, is still a lot of fun, and now we're getting into like actual superhero, supervillain plot stuff, and the cops are involved as well. So because the New York cops are everywhere.
Are they on the side of Spider-Man or no? Is he still like an
It
anti-hero?
appears to be the cops appear to be trepidatious about the situation. Like some of them are okay, some of them aren't okay with it, but they appear to just want to know what's going on as of right now. So it's a good book. It still does whatever it does, and that's mostly also Tiny Titans is over.
Yeah, Tiny Titans ended. They're replacing it with Superman Family or something, right?
I think so.
And that's by the same team.
Yep.
So maybe we'll see Comet and all the
And that unicorn,
super
and
animals.
maybe we will see all of them. And Beppo, maybe it'll be a Beppo book.
Yeah. It looks pretty crazy. I mean, I just saw the cover, but I think I
Yeah.
ordered the first issue just to see what it was like.
I mean, I'm sure I'll like it, but we'll see.
So I read some books. I'll talk about some of the highlights, I guess. I read Queen Crab by Jimmy
Palmiotti?
Palmiotti.
Yeah.
Art was by Artiste Ingrin. I don't think he's that well known, but his art is pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's very I don't know, his art style looks a lot like the Luna Brothers kind of stuff.
Okay.
At least that's what I think it looks like. It's a very weird story. This was a Kickstarter. In other words, he funded it through Kickstarter, then published it from Image. It was a hardcover. Cover price is $12.99. There's probably like 56 pages in it, I would guess, or maybe two issues. So I guess the Kickstarter funded the hardcover. And man, it's weird. It's a weird story. It's really well told. There's really good characterization. It's pretty damn depressing.
Is it complete? Is it the one story? Or is
It's the one story,
okay.
and I guess you could say it's complete, but it does end with something that,
Well,
like,
that's
of a
fine.
question, so.
Well, that's fine. I was just wondering if it was, so it's not going to be an ongoing thing. He's not going to try to do more.
No, what he's doing is he'd like to do like three or four of these a year, he said, you know, like,
Oh, these
just,
Kickstarter things?
yeah, because he says they're kind of telling stories that he'd like to tell, but he probably won't, you know, be big hits just
Right.
because of the subject matter. And this one's really, really, really weird. It's about a girl or a woman that is getting married, and her husband turns out to be a real shithead. But I don't want to spoil it. But
Now,
it's,
can you still buy it outside of, like, is he selling it as well? Or was it all
yeah,
just.
you could get it like on Amazon or whatever. It was
Okay.
solicited through Image. So if you didn't get your copy through Kickstarter, you could still buy it. I actually pre-ordered it from DCBS.
Oh
So
wow,
I'd
I get it for
recommend it.
$7.
Yeah, it's like it's a pretty good price for, I got it for half off too, I think, and
Yeah.
for an art cover, it's really nice put together. It's not a feel-good book, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to read something that has a happy ending, or well, don't pick it up. But if you want to read something that's a good tell story, and the art is really nice. It's almost like if you wanted to write a comic and you wanted to put your idea out there, but you're not sure it would catch a mass audience, I guess, just because of the subject matter. Kickstarter is probably the way to go.
As long as somebody knows who you are, you cannot. I don't think I don't think completely unknown people can have any success at Kickstarter just yet.
Well, I know a lot of people that are, but most of the people that have success have a name. In
Yeah.
other words, Robert Atkins is doing one right now, and
That'll be successful. It's like,
Johnson, yeah, they've already exceeded their
yeah.
initial. I mean, that's where they get funding, but a lot of people try. Like, I know Jay Straczynski, for the one book I did, he tried, and I think he got most of his goal. So there's people. It's a lot harder, but I know Xenoscope's doing one now, so they can make their animated film.
Oh, really?
Fairy tales, yeah. They're looking for 100 grand, and they're at like 20,000 or something. They got a long way to go.
They'll probably get it, though.
Well, if I guess you could achieve success if you could get halfway, right? And then you could fund the other half.
Yeah, it kind of depends on what they're going for. They might do a marketing thing and try to get the money for it that way, like stick it in all the. Are they advertising it in their books?
No, I saw it on Facebook. I follow them on Facebook.
I feel
Because
like they put it in their books, their fans would go for it.
I enjoy Xenoscope. I did try the Alice in Wonderland thing, and I didn't like it. I found I don't like Alice in Wonderland. It's like a drug-infested dreamscape. I don't know.
That's exactly what it is.
It's like one big hallucinogen, and I just don't get it. It's weird.
It's strange.
So I read a comic that I found really offensive and don't know how I'm going to continue with it, but I was expecting it because it's titled Dicks. It's by the creative team that did Hitman, Garth Ennis and John McCrae. And it is nasty, it's racist, sexist. It's like throwing everything that politically is incorrect. And as you go through the story about these two guys that hang out together, in the back it even gets worse. They have short stories of repeating characters. There's like a puzzle that says "fucked if I know," and you're trying to get this guy through a puzzle, and then how the fuck did they do that? It's like explaining the stunts within the book. And then there's something called Trio the Fucking Whore. And the Wanker's History of Wanking, which is a history of jacking off. It's just crazy ass shit. And I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. And I usually don't get offense to, I mean, I usually read a lot of crazy shit.
I'll
But
probably pass on that
I
one.
have number two, so we'll see how that goes. The Activity is really good if you're like into Clancy books and G.I. Joe and stuff like that. It's done like a movie. It's by Nathal Edmondson and Mitch Gerards. And every issue is just like really, really action packed. They kind of go on a mission. They do crazy ass shit. They lose people, they gain people in their missions. It's really cool. And I guess you could, if you have an Xbox, you could play them on Xbox Live if you want. But I enjoy that. I read 3 and 4, and 4 was a lot better than 3, at least I thought so, but it is a really, really, really good book. I'll talk about Justice League briefly, because there was a lot of controversy on the interwebs, I guess, about it. This was number 7, and I guess the controversy, well, there's two things that happened in this book. First thing that happened is Jim Lee wasn't in it. So a lot of
Oh.
people were upset because he didn't draw it. But
Who drew it?
Gene Ha, which I thought,
Isn't he supposed to draw it, though?
yeah, he
Oh,
was.
they announced that.
It was solicited as Gene
Oh,
Ha.
well, then whatever.
But it's people bitching. But I actually liked it better than Jim Lee, and I don't know why, but I like Jim Lee's art, but he seems to draw things in big panels when I don't think they need to be in big panels, and I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got a cool art style and everything, but I don't know. Gene Ha, I thought, was a fresh take on something, and this was just like a little done in one type story about them going after some guy that became mystical and was going after his ex-wife, but it had some really good scenes with Steve Trevor, like the new Steve Trevor,
Yeah.
and he's like, he runs an organization that actually works with the Justice League to achieve tasks, and I like that part of the story a lot. Hal is still a dipshit. I mean, he's like, he goes against
Whoa.
Batman,
What is
says,
happening on my computer? Hold on a second. My
all
computer just
right,
freaked out. No, we're good now. That
what
was
happened?
weird. I don't know. I think I accidentally hit a link by accident on Twitter or something, and one of those.
Hopefully it wasn't a virus.
No, it's just one of those websites that's automatically playing videos, and that makes you want to kill everything around.
Ah.
Don't play your video automatically. Let me hit the play
Restart your
button.
browser, yeah.
Yeah, let me hit the play button if I want to watch it. Dang it. All right, go ahead. Sorry about that.
No problem. And then the other thing was the new Shazam. And this is Gary Frank and Jeff Johns
Is
telling
that the
them.
backup feature?
Yeah. I really liked it. It was really well told. It's a little darker than, I guess, what we're used to. But the things I didn't like the portrayal of Savannah because he came too much across like a Lex Luthor. And he even physically looked like Lex Luthor. Like, he didn't look like Savannah, you know, the scrawny old doctor that,
Yeah, like the total weirdo is kind of
yeah, the
creepy.
total weirdo. And the other thing that was really weird is Billy Batson's in trying to get a foster home. And it's really hard to tell if he has a dark side to him or not. But there's something weird going on there because they get him a home, and the one woman that is fostering him to try to get him a home says, you know, you better not screw this up, because he's always screwing up and leaving foster homes. And she was saying, you're like the most unpleasant boy ever. And he just said some things that are not characteristic of Billy Batson, because Billy Batson's always been wholehearted, but it's still interesting. And you got to remember, this is the new 52, so who knows where it's going to lead
Yeah.
us. But that was really good. The Shade, number 5, keeps on getting better and better because we learn he has like this adopted daughter who's a vampire. She's been alive forever. And that story just keeps building on the history of that character in the Starman franchise. And I guess the last few books I want to talk about is what is it? The Strain. That is really good. That's by Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan. It's based on a novel about vampires.
That Guillermo del Toro partial that he helped write that too.
Yeah, he's got the novels like they advertise for the books in here. And this is adapted by David Laffam and Mike Huddleston. And it's really good. It's about like CDC diseases and stuff, but focuses on vampirism. And so far, it's off to a really good start. And then I've been reading John Carter, The Warlord of Mars from Dynamite, decided to pick up the Marvel version of it, which is like an all ages, I forget who does this, Langridge, he was doing the Muppets, and
Oh.
Roger Langridge, and the art is really unusual. Felipe and Andrade, it's very, very, very unusual. I've never seen this kind of art style before. I can't even compare it to anything. But this was John Carter, A Princess of Mars, and I guess the Marvel thing is taking the novels or the short novellas that Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote and adapting them to comic book form. And I have to say, I like the Dynamite one more.
Right.
I just think they're. I think the Marvel one's more true to the source material, but in the Dynamite one, they tend to do their own little thing, and maybe that's what I like about it, is they tend to go down threads and explore the world a little bit more. So that was all good stuff. And let's see if there's anything else I want to mention. Oh, Green Lantern Corps number 7. Did you read number 6, Micah?
No.
Well, in
Is that
number
the hold on, wait, is that the one where this is after they do the thing with all the robots, where they not the robots.
yeah, and John actually killed a fellow Green Lantern, John Stewart.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, this one deals with the ramifications of that, and it's pretty damn well told. I just feel bad for John because he's like currently hiding it from the core. Like, he's burdened by what he did, but knows he had to do what he's a soldier, right, at heart. So he did what he thought he had to do. And he just has this heavy burden on his heart because he had to take the body back to his family and deal with that. And there was a really, really cool scene in there with Guy Gardner where he's being questioned by the Guardians. They're chewing his ass because he basically took two Sinestro Corps members, the fat man and the little boy, which were named after the atomic bombs, right?
Yeah.
And he dropped them on that those fuckers
Oh,
that
right, yeah.
he dropped them on there, and they were questioning his authority. And then he goes off on this historical lesson, about what the U.S. did to prevent more war with Japan. And I don't know. I really like the way they're portraying Guy. I really like the way Green Lantern Corps is written more than the main Green Lantern book, because Hal is coming like a. He's actually like the least experienced of the, four. But yeah, it's good stuff. And the other one more is the Avengers, which it really wrapped up the Osborn stuff like really, really fast. And I think it was to get to the Avengers versus the X-Men.
What is that
But
even about? Like, I have. Are the
the Avengers
X-Men.
versus X-Men?
Yeah, are they gonna fight or something?
Yeah, I think they're gonna fight, and
Oh,
the
that
way
sounds
they're
dumb.
prepping it up is the Phoenix Force is coming back.
Ooh.
And it could potentially destroy the Earth,
Of
so.
course. That just sounds dumb.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm open to
It might be good. I just
checking it
think,
out.
like, the tagline, though. Like, the other tagline, but just the name of the event. Is intrinsically unappealing to me, like superheroes fighting each other.
Yeah, what side are you choosing?
I'm not. I'm choosing not to read it, because we just had Civil War, what, like 4 or 5 years ago. Like superheroes are super. Like watching superheroes beat each other up doesn't have as much appeal to me as maybe it used to.
Yeah.
It's like we just did this. We just did this. It wasn't that long ago. And then the X-Men just split up too. The X-Men got mad at each other and started their own thing where the X-Men are split up. Now they're gonna go fight the Avengers, and it's just like, it might make sense in their world, but it just seems a little silly.
I think since they split the book, well, this is just my opinion. 'Cause I read Uncanny X-Men and I read X-Men. I stopped reading Wolverine and the X-Men just because it really freaks me out what Wolverine's doing 'cause it's so hypocritical, at least I think it is. But yeah, it's not been as good since they split up. At least I think so.
So I'm just maybe this is me their maybe this is their mea culpa, and I'll put the team back together.
But I'm really into the John Carter stuff. I don't know if what happened. I mean, I started reading the comics right before the movie, and the movie, I freaking love the movie, and now I'm buying like at least 5 monthly, 6 monthly titles on top of it.
Wonder how much longer that's gonna last, or if the lawsuits will. I don't know if they've actually filed a lawsuit or not yet, but if Disney's gonna come down and just eat Dynamite alive.
I'll enjoy it while it's going on.
Yeah.
They have 4 titles out right now.
Isn't that what Dynamite does though? If they can't, they just
Yeah,
they get a
but
property and sell seven
I will
books.
say that I am enjoying their properties. There's a couple properties that I drop, like Vampirella, just because I'm not digging it, but I really like what they do with Red Sonja in both her books. I like Queen Sonja better because she's more mature and she's a leader than when she's Red Sonja and more of a barbarian type, but they're both really good books. Oh, and one of the books I'm really high on really went down the toilet. I don't know what the hell happened. But one of the books I absolutely love was Godzilla, Kingdom of the Monsters.
What happened to it?
And I can't really tell, other than they took all these cool concepts and then tried to tell like a 2-page story in each issue. And it actually took me like 2 minutes to read 2 issues. It was like fucking ridiculous. And that's at $4 each. And I don't know. I know they're launching another Godzilla book, but to me, this one was like awesome. It was like so cool. Every issue I was looking forward to, and these last two just really tanked, my opinion. But you got anything else you want to mention?
I tried reading through X-Men season one,
Yeah.
and it's better than the first Fantastic Four season one, but it's still, I don't know. Like, I understand that they're trying to, I guess, appeal to people who've never read. I don't know who the target audience for this is. Like, people who've never read comic book before, but I think even they know the, like, they know enough of the origin story that this would be boring. Like, they're not, like, they don't ever tread any kind of new ground. They do. Like, this one has a few more interesting bits in it, but on the whole, it's still, it's like, it's very boring. And I'm guessing the people they're trying to reach are people who may have seen the first X-Men movie or have seen at least X-Men First Class, and so they have a much better feel, I guess, than what they're getting out of the season one books, you know?
Yeah, I haven't tried them. Matter of fact, if you saw my Marvel stack, you'd be amazed because
Very small.
it really shrunk. There's not a lot there. I mean, I'm getting some X-Men and Avengers and Captain America is really good, especially if you were a Mark Grenwald fan back in the day, because his plot he's doing Ed Brubaker's doing plot lines like Grenwald used to do. It's, you know, there's so many things going on. It's a lot of fun. And Scarlet Spider's interesting. I don't know if you're checking that
Yeah,
out.
I'm checking that one out.
Did you read the last one?
I think so, was it three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Was a while ago.
I like how he brought that one girl from Mexico into his house. And then he brings that one bartender woman to his house to translate for him,
Yeah.
and the girl attacks and beats the shit out of the other girl. There's just some simplistic things in there I like. The one thing I didn't understand, and I don't know if it's a flaw in my in the comic or what, but at certain times, maybe you could explain this, the spider costume looked digitized or like
Yeah, no, I
blocky.
saw that too. I
What
didn't
the
know if it
fuck
was
was
a, if it's
that?
bad, is it bad printing maybe, or
But he doesn't have any power like that, right? I
no,
mean,
he's not a computer. No, that was, yeah, I saw that too. I didn't know if maybe there was a printing bubble.
I'm almost gonna write them and ask them, because it almost looked like he like phased into the hospital room. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
it looked,
Like, what the
yeah,
hell?
sometimes it looked like he was just a computer or something. Like drawn and just hops into a room. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe would they release it with unfinished artwork by accident or something? Or
I don't know. It looked computer like the computer fucked it up, didn't it?
yeah, that was really
And it
strange.
happened in a couple places. It happened in the hospital scene, you know, when he went to see the doctor.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it just the costume they're using, if there's something with the way it's rendered that
I'm gonna tweet Stegman and ask him, does his costume have some kind of digital capability to render itself or something?
Yeah.
Because that's the way the art is depicting it,
Yeah,
number three.
that's strange. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's it for books.
I got one more. Oh wait, I want to tell you about the Avengers because it ended
Oh
pretty
yeah.
fucked up. They built the storyline over the last, I don't know, maybe it's 5, 6 months about the Dark Avengers coming back.
Yeah.
And it just like concluded in one issue. It was like, what the fuck? Norman Osborn, they injected, he was working with the Hand, he was working with AIM, he was working with another organization, and they formed this Hammer group with all these villains and stuff that were mimicking, Avengers powers and stuff. They even had Scar on their team, the Hulk. And then they inject him with something to become the Super Adaptoid. And it just gets fucking ridiculous from there on because he could absorb powers the Super Adaptoid touches the Red Hulk. Well, he has the Red Hulk powers
Right.
or whatever. Yeah, and it just ends on such a weird fucking note. And it ends like it an un how could you say it? A non-Bendis type. You know how he decompresses the shit out of shit?
Yeah.
But it usually flows well. Well, in this one, it was like uncompression at like a super rate. Like, I need to get to the end of the story so I could jump on this, event. And man, it was so unclimactic because it was just rushed. And you
This was
usually don't say that about Bendis, right? I
no,
mean.
he's never rushed. See, that is odd because it is next, but he's part of the group who's planning all this stuff, so you'd think he wouldn't have his storylines bump up against it. You'd think he'd be able to handle it.
Yeah, and they launched another Avenger book called Avengers Assemble, and I don't know if I like that one or not.
Is it Bendis as well?
Yeah, it was Bendis as well, with Bagley artwork.
Spreading himself kind of thin on it. So he's writing three Avengers books.
Yeah. So, that's it on books.
And so, what movies have you watched anything?
I've watched only two since I went on that tirade with Bill last week.
Yeah, you. I
Fuck.
listened to that. You watched like 400 movies.
Yeah, I got sick, and usually when I watch movies, I get on the elliptical and exercise, and now I can't move without, coughing a lot. So,
Right.
I'm not watching that many movies. I watched on DC Noise, we're having a thing where we challenge each other to movies, and Keith challenged me to Wing Chun, which is a kung fu movie with Michelle Lau, I think that's her name. And that was really good. So I watched that one. That was like a I guess you could say like a comedic kung fu type movie because there's a lot of misunderstandings between the characters. Like they think somebody else is Wing Chun and not her, and people are trying to marry the wrong woman and that kind of stuff. And then there's a lot of kung fu action in it, which is cool. She's an awesome fighter. I mean, the fight scenes are amazing. And what else did I watch? I watched The Human Centipede 2 because I liked the first one so much. And I don't know if I could recommend the second one because I was troubled by it. I mean, I don't usually get disturbed. I thought the first one, even though the you might describe the context and say that's stupid or whatever, it still was very like Frankenstein oriented. Do you know what I mean? It fit right into the Frankenstein plot hole. It had horror in it without actually showing a lot of the horror. This one took it like to the extreme and explicitly showed everything. And there were scenes in there that were, I mean, that put Saw and Hostel and all that stuff to shame because they're so depicted without imagination, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It just flat out shows you the content. And in general, the movie takes place, it's about this guy that runs like in the a parking garage, and he's a very weird looking dude, but he becomes infatuated with the movie. So the first movie is actually a movie in the second one that you could like rent on DVD or whatever and watch it.
Oh.
So he becomes infatuated with the movie, and he's got a terrible, terrible backstory in the fact that seems like he might be a little slow, but he's not. He has asthma. He lives with his mom, and his mom wants him dead. And he was abused as a kid. In other words, he was raped by his father. His father went to prison for raping him as a child. And then his mother blames him for taking away her husband, even though it's a fucked up situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the mom was constantly trying to kill him. I mean, like, literally put a knife to him. In one scene, she takes knife and a blade and goes to his pillow and starts stabbing him, and he's not even under the covers. So it's a really fucked up family. And then there's this weird doctor who prescribes medication to him. And but anyway, he captures people in the parking lot and decides to make his own centipede. In this case, there's maybe 10, 15 bodies, but where they go beyond is he captures a pregnant woman, so that really makes it bad. I mean, really bad. And then he captures, what else does he do in there? He becomes like, it becomes sexually where he puts like barbed wire around his penis and rapes people and shit.
Oh.
It's just like awful, dude. It like goes to the a weird extreme. And some of the things, like when he's making the centipede, it shows it, whereas in the other one it implied it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Showed like them making an incision and how it was going to be tactically sewn together and stuff. And this one, it just like him grabbing a hammer and beating the teeth out and shit like that. It's
Oh,
awful.
thanks.
Yeah, so I wouldn't recommend it unless you really. It almost makes you feel like, is this legal? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking show this movie. It's like I've never seen anything this bad, and I've watched a lot of crazy shit. So that was the Human Centipede 2, and that was all I watched.
I watched The Hunger Games yesterday. It's really good, much better than what you watched. Nothing made me throw up.
Would you like that if you didn't read the books, or do you think I would like it, or not really?
I think you might like it actually. Lots of feel good moments. Actually, not really. Lots of tears. The thing about the, well, I'll tell you what it is. Like The Hunger Games, in case anyone has managed to miss like the giant hype train that's been going on for like a year or so. It's this post-apocalyptic future of some sort where at some point in time, things got weird, and there was some kind of strange rebellion against the central capital of whatever the United, whatever is not the United, of the United States. And so there's 12 different districts that are apart, that are away from the capital. And in order to pay for the rebellion, the capital makes every district send one boy and one girl into this tournament, which is into this fight to the death. And if you win, your district gets food. And so it's this big thing. So basically, it makes all the districts send their children to die because there's only going to be one winner. And even when that person comes back, it's not exactly like happy fun time because you might get food for a while, but it's still not very, it doesn't end up being very good for everyone in the end. So this story is the story of this one girl who goes into the thing to see, her sister's name got picked, and so she goes into the tournament instead, and so she fights and kills mostly everybody else there. Well, she doesn't kill everybody, but like she survives all of this, and it's the story of what happens. I'm not spoiling anything. It's everybody knows. Whatever, she's the hero. But I think you'd like it. It's a bunch of kids killing each other on an island.
Yeah, Barb read the book. She wants to see it. The only reason we haven't seen it is because,
You keep dying.
well, she's concerned I'll get in the theater, and I get this itch in my throat. I don't know if you ever get sick and you get
Yeah.
that itch in your back of your throat that causes you to cough like really, really bad, and you
And then you
can't
can't
stop.
stop
Like you can't,
coughing.
yeah, you
So
can't
it's
drink
5 minutes
anything,
of,
and there's
yep.
no throat lozenge that could save you, and
Nope.
it's pretty much why we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Well, it's probably good that you guys missed this weekend. I went at 9:30 in the morning, and it was just slammed. Like I was amazed at how many people were willing to get up that early to go see a movie.
Yeah. I was just bummed out that it did so well and John Carter didn't, because to me, John Carter was like the next, I don't know, Lord of the Rings or Star Wars franchise for
Well, there's a couple problems with that. One, the movie is called John Carter. Like, oh my goodness! Like, they could not have picked a more boring title, right?
Well, they should have said like John Carter, Warlord of Mars, I think.
Done.
Something like
They could
that.
have left Mars in the title, and
Or they could
it.
have said Edgar Rice Burroughs, John Carter, because you know
No,
everybody knows
that's
Mars.
just too many. That's just too many names in the title.
Yeah, there's too
But
many names.
the other thing is the trailers. The first trailers they released a while ago were god awful.
Are you serious? I
The
thought they
very
were
no
awesome.
the very first no. Think back to like was it last year's Super Bowl? I think it was. Not this January. Like a year ago, when they were releasing trailers for it, those first few trailers were not any good. And you couldn't, and they didn't know what the movie was about or any of that stuff. And so, and then Disney kind of buried it, and so it didn't really, it never had a chance. And Hunger Games had much more of a chance because Lionsgate, that's what they're, I guess.
Well, it's a hotter book too. I mean,
Yeah.
it's like taking off from the like Twilight. I mean, Twilight was a big hit. Now you
Yeah,
had Harry Potter. Harry Potter
the difference is
was a big
Hunger Games
hit
are the
though,
books.
right? I mean, they're all team books, right?
Yeah, they're team books, but the difference is that Hunger Games is actually a well-written book, and Twilight is god awful.
Well, I guess people would argue with
They
you on
would,
that.
but they'd be wrong. I have scientific proof. Twilight is bull, but Hunger Games is actually decently well-written, and the movie was gonna make money. Like it's a well-made, it's a very well-made movie. Like, it's very, very well made. My only surprise is that I guess they weren't. I don't know how they weren't certain it wasn't gonna make money, but I felt like they should have known they were gonna make money. They could have done all three at once. I don't know how long it's gonna be before they make the next two, because it's a
Maybe
trilogy.
they were cautious about like the John Carter thing, because that was supposed to be a trilogy too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Also, I think Hunger Games was in production for, I don't know, about a third as long as John Carter was, because they've been making John Carter for like 5 to 10 years now. Remember, they were talking about this a long time
Did you
ago.
see John Carter?
Not yet.
Oh God, is it good? I don't know. I thought it was really good. It was my favorite movie of the year.
I think Hunger Games is the best one I've seen so far this year, but I haven't seen a bunch. To think of what else I've seen. Hunger Games is really good. You should go see it, Mike.
Yeah, I will if I could heal.
If you can't stop coughing for 2 hours.
I need to see something that takes my mind off the human centipede.
Hunger Games will. It's like the whole thing is emotional manipulation. I mean, it's pretty obvious what it's trying to do. It's make you cry at every scene. And it's pretty faithful to the book. It's just they do all of it in 2 hours. So they take all the emotional scenes, and instead of changing, they keep all the like gut-wrenching emotional scenes and just shove them into a 2 hour period. And so the book is just, or the movie is just 2 hours of attempting to intentionally put you through the ringer. I really enjoyed it. I just don't know why. I don't understand why 8-year-olds are in the theater for this thing. There's a couple scenes where I'm like, these kids are gonna have nightmares with this.
It's
And
rated PG-13, though, isn't it?
yes, it is. And the
I think
book
you
is
could take an 18-year-old to a
no,
13-year-old movie.
an 8-year-old.
Yeah, I went to those kind of movies when I was 8, so I
Oh
was.
no, I'm just saying that it's marketed heavily at kids, and it's just one of those things where when you see a dog eating somebody alive or whatever, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So, 'cause there are some,
You could see
there's
worse
some,
on TV though. On
possibly.
the news at 6 o'clock, you'll actually see the dog eating the person alive.
I hope not. That sounds terribly unpleasant.
It's just that the news tries to get in the to see things live now, so
I
they
wouldn't
show a
want
lot
that.
more gory stuff.
I don't really. I'm not home whenever the news is on anymore, so I haven't seen local news in forever.
So did you watch anything else?
I'm trying to, what else? It's been 4 weeks since I've seen something. Oh, I can't remember. I mean, I see some TV shows.
I have to. I've seen The River. I saw the first ish episode of that. I don't know if I'm gonna stay on board or not.
What is that show?
It's a show about a reality TV show, like Jacques Cousteau, if you will.
Oh.
But it's set more like in the Amazon and stuff like that, where he just travels all over the world and tries to find new species and stuff like that. And he disappears. Him and his crew disappear in the Amazon, so his family have to go try to find him. And it's filmed much like in the Blair Witch Project, or in what is the other one? Paranormal
Paranormal.
Activity type. Camcorder type for reality TV effect, I guess. And it's interesting. It's got some really creepy aspects to it, but I'm not a fan of that type of film unless, like, I'm kind of. I like it when they do it in Paranormal Activity, and I don't know if it's because they focus it in one location, but in Blair Witch, you know how you're in the forest and moving back and forth and stuff? It seems to bother me. I don't know why. Guess kind of emotion sickness, I guess. But it there's only six episodes, so I might continue to see where they go down with it.
Okay.
Because the father is missing, but the wife communicated through him through like a dragonfly threw down went down the throat of one of the passengers, one of the girls, and was t communicating through the girl, which is kind of weird.
That is
He was
really
just telling his family to leave and stuff like that. There was some weird magic shit going on over there. And then they had this story about this, I guess, there's this story in the Amazon that a British girl was drowned in the Amazon, and she like ha haunts the Amazon and tries to drown people. And you're supposed to offer up, like, I guess your dolls to appease her, like your doll or your teddy bear or whatever. And then they have this one scene in there where all these teddy bears and stuff are on there, and they come alive and they move and shit. It's weird. There's some weird shit going on there. But the two things I really like is I saw the Walking Dead finale, which I thought was really really good. I like how it's different than the comic, and I don't know what I'm gonna get. Like, certain things happen that are in the comic, but they happen in a much different way. So that's really cool. And I'm still watching Comic Book Men, and what is the Spartacus is really really good this season, but I would expect no less. It's always been good.
not on Netflix anymore, though, so that's sad.
Yeah, it's not on Netflix, but it is really good season. A lot of revenge things happening, because Spartacus is outside of Roman control right now. So he's causing all kinds of shenanigans. What did you watch?
Nothing this past, but like before when we were up in the hotel. I got to watch cable TV for the first time in forever, and turns out there's nothing good on television. Not really nothing, but there is. If you just go channel surfing, if you don't have a like something you want to watch, it's amazing how much bad tele how much there's just bad television out there. There's just a lot of stuff that was just absolutely unwatchable. I tried watching a little bit of it; it was just awful. But I did find that Storage Wars is absolutely entertaining, and watch, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours of that show.
It is very entertaining, and I don't know what it is, because I could watch the other one, the Texas Storage
Storage
Wars,
Wars
and
Texas.
I don't enjoy it.
You don't
So
enjoy
I don't
Storage
know
Wars?
if it's just the chemistry of the
I
crew
like
that's in Storage Wars or
I like
whatever.
I like Texas because I think everybody there is a little bit weirder.
Maybe
Like they're
that's
just
why I don't like it. I don't know.
like that guy who smells wood. I don't. Like, that is just strange to me that he just, like, that's a skill. A skill is that he can smell wood and know if it's good or not or something like that.
Well, I can smell comics and know if they're good or not.
You could. I have not seen
Here.
any comic episodes, but I find fascinating that, because my fear originally was that it was going to be a bunch of people going through, like, people who weren't that well off and had the stuff was in a storage locker and this, their whole life. But it turns out that people apparently have a lot of money because they have all this nice stuff, and then they put it in a storage locker and then forget about it. Like, the one that killed me was the one with the vending machines. Like, you clearly know how much these things are worth, but there was a locker full of vending machines.
I didn't see that
See
episode.
the one? It was a bunch of brand new vending machines. And I think the guy made a, what, I forget how much money. He made a lot of money off of selling vending machines to people. So I'm like, who has a bunch of vending machines in a storage locker and just forgets to pay the bill? Like, your company, unless the company went bankrupt, but even still, the company, like, you should get your vending machines out of there and try to sell those. If you're going bankrupt, the money that those you would get from selling those would do you some good. So
Yeah.
that was just strange.
Well, it is weird. It's like they have a bad turn of luck and can't afford their storage locker anymore, so they just let it
Yeah.
go. But what when they don't realize is they could probably recoup a good portion of their loss or whatever they need to by just selling the shit.
Yeah, like, I guess it's harder whenever you don't have a store to sell it out of, right? Because a lot of that stuff is not, like, it's hard to just go out there and sell your four old wooden chairs and a bad table.
Yeah.
And then, like, part of your, you're gonna sell your part of selling your bed frame, you're gonna sell it on eBay or sell it on Craigslist,
And you
something
gotta
like
have
that.
the right clientele to sell it to, too.
Right. And so that's weird. But some of that stuff, they find these things in there that are just completely strange and weird to me. And I'm like, who has that stuff in there? Like, who gets rid of, and they put things in storage and they're worth, and not like antique stuff. Cause that's different, right? It may be a sentimental thing, and you don't know how much it actually costs if you never cared. But, I mean, there are items in there that are clearly high dollar items that people just leave in there. Some things worth like $5,000, $10,000 worth of stuff just in a storage locker. Like, totally could have sold that stuff.
Yeah.
Instead, some dude who yells yup all the time is coming in and buying all your junk
Yep.
for $400 and then selling it for 25,000.
Well, that's the thing, though, is when you try to recoup your locker, they're going to charge you back pay. So if you're X
Yeah.
amount of months, you're going to have to pay, depending on the square footage. A lot of those are pretty big units.
Yeah, those are huge units.
So they're, I mean, you're looking at $200 to $100 monthly cost. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
so, and if you've been, and even if you
So
paid it in
if you're
6 months,
6 months behind, that's a lot of money.
that's $1,000, and then they're just gonna charge
Whereas
you back
this
pay
other
for that.
yup guy comes in and buys it for $400, so.
Yep. I wonder if you could come in and then buy your own locker off of auction if they don't know who, like.
Well, if you sent a friend, I
Yeah, you send a
probably.
friend. I just love that. My other thing I love about the show is that these guys are clearly carrying around thousands of dollars in cash on it. There's thousands of dollars in cash on hand to do this. It's like, like, who just walks around with that much cash? I guess people who buy in storage lockers, but.
Yeah, plus we get paid to do the show.
Yeah, if you came in with a small crew, if you went to like a storage auction and came in with a small crew, like four or five dudes and with guns and stuff, whatnot, you could clean out like a lot of cash real quick.
Right.
Because people are spending, I've seen some of these lockers go for $1,500, $2,000 in some of these lockers, and that means that these people have that much cash on their hand, like they have that much cash on their hands anyway, right? So that's a lot of money. Yeah, that's crazy. That show is crazy. It was entertaining to watch. The other show I watch is this weird cooking show called Chopped. Not weird, but it's a competition cooking show.
I think
This is,
Barb watches that.
yeah, it kind of steals a little bit from Iron Chef, where you have these mystery ingredients, but you have four contestants, and they have to cook an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert.
In each phase, they get cut, or do they get
Yeah, they get
graded?
cut. Yeah, they get cut. And so there's everyone does one, and then the lowest person goes away. So in the first round is appetizers, and you don't know what you have to cook with. They just open up a picnic basket full of nonsense, and so You can open it up and get food you've never heard of before, and how to figure out how to make an appetizer out of it. And so there's that, and then whoever does the worst in the first round gets cut. And then the next round is entrees, and whoever does the worst in the entree round gets cut. And then the final round is a dessert, and whoever you have to make a dessert out of whatever they give you in a box. And sometimes they don't give you things that are. The thing with the show is that you don't get traditional foods in any of these. You're often getting things that you would normally not want to cook with. Like, so you have for dessert, one of your ingredients would be refried beans. See, they figure out how to make that into a dessert. So it's one of those strange shows like that. I found it entertaining. It was kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them.
I like.
Barb could watch the Food Channel like all day.
Yes.
I don't like to watch it. It just wants me to eat.
The food is so good. It looks so good. You get ideas as well. Sometimes.
Yeah. Speaking of food, did you eat anything on when you were camping? Like, did you
Nope.
have cookouts, or is it
No
just eating at
cookouts. And
restaurants?
homemade spaghetti that we brought with us. That kind of thing. We prepared. We came prepared to do that kind of sandwiches. Homemade granola bars.
Did you go with friends or what?
No, just Claire and I, just the two
Oh,
of
okay.
us. But yeah, we had homemade granola bars that we took with us and that kind of stuff. We've been doing a lot more homemade stuff. We're doing the homemade bread. We've done homemade granola bars. Last night we made our own pizza. That was really good. It was just this pizza with like a sort of white wine, honey, and honey in the crust itself. And then the toppings were like homemade spaghetti sauce, roasted garlic, caramelized shallots, spinach, and freshly grated mozzarella cheese, and so forth. And then we stuck it in the oven. And it was great. It was really, really good. It's actually kind of fantastic. So, yeah, homemade pizza. People should try it. It's not hard at all, actually. Yeah, all you need to do is roll your dough and then stick it in the oven, and you kind of win.
I haven't made a pizza like that since Chef Boyardee. They used to have the box.
Yeah, they don't do those anymore.
I think they do. I
They
think you
do?
could
I haven't
find
seen
it.
them in the store. They'll make your own pizza in a box. But I really liked it. Have you had anything? You go anywhere fun?
I, not that I can think of. Barb will be yelling at me when she's listening to this, saying,
Yes.
"Don't you remember we ate this?" I'm like, I don't remember anything. I just remember being sick. That's all I
Of
remember.
course. Yeah, and I know how it is when you're sick. You can't even think of.
Well, half the time you can't taste, so
Right.
it doesn't matter what you're eating anyway.
It could be good, but whatever. You don't remember.
Yeah. So that's going to be a really short episode, but
Especially for us. But yeah.
yeah.
It's not bad. Give the listeners a break.
Yeah, give them a break. I
And
got
this one
the
might come out early.
and the yeah the cool thing is Derek lets us control the release now, so
Yeah, I saw that. I like that.
I
That was
like
cool.
it too. So are you gonna edit this one or do you want me to or does it matter?
I'll do it.
Okay. All right, so we can end this one, and then we,
Absolutely.
Micah and Bill, I guess you could go sign up at Forum for Geeks.
Yes, I'll
We
sign up
could get
at the
yours.
forum.
Yeah. And so that'll be our new forum home, and then we're located at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You could leave comments there. We have our Facebook page. You can join there. I'd like to migrate most people to Facebook
Facebook,
because it's
yeah.
just easier.
It
At
is
least I
easy.
think it. I think it is. I
Yeah.
mean, once you have an account and all. But what else do we got going on? You could friend us on Facebook. We got Twitter, do underscore what, DBM 00, and Mike Myers Brunch. And I think that's it. Oh, we got Mike, Bill, and Micah at comicbooknoise.com as emails if you want to send us emails.
Right.
And I think that's it.
That is everything. So enjoy this shorter episode, and we'll be
Yeah, and I
back
didn't
in
cough too much. I tried to
2 more
hit
weeks.
mute, so.
Yeah, you did fine. You didn't die on the episode, which is all we're hoping for.
Right. That's good. Good
That's
thing.
good.
All right, talk to you later, Micah. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.